For example, PAF, these are dictated, as date is 07/21/2025, dictation is for Moria spells M-O-Y-A, Moria spells M-O-R-E-L-L-A, date of birth is 03/30/1978, this is a 47-year-old here with dizziness and weakness period. Next paragraph, patient said it started approximately 2 hours ago. She was getting ready for work, then she felt dizzy and had to hold on to something to lower herself down, period. She said she did not pass out, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chest pain, denies shortness of breath. Next line, she denies trauma, denies double vision or blurred vision. Next line, she denies body aches, denies increased temperature, denies chills. Next line, she denies travel history. She denies cough. Denies abdominal pain. Denies frequent urination or painful urination, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, elective, secondary to strong family history of ovarian and uterine cancer. Next line, gastric bypass. Next line, family history, diabetes. Next line, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next line, medication, none. Next line, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented and in mild distress. Vitals are as follows: O2 status is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 118 over 69, pulse 66, respiration 18. The next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, EKG, a sinus rhythm with no evidence of new correction of acute injury, a PR interval 148, ventricular rate 61, no Q waves present, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Just normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well, with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect, patient's mood is depressed, affect normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hyperglycemia, number 2 dizziness, number 3 ovarian cyst, approximately 5 to 6 centimeter. Next paragraph, labs are drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Correction, labs were not drawn. Next paragraph, patient was administered in the clinic today IV normal saline, 1 liter bolus. Prior to administering normal saline, patient had a finger stick for glucose, which revealed a glucose of 182. After fluids were given, her finger stick was repeated. Glucose is 68. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done Ultrasound revealed ovarian cyst approximately 5 to 6 centimeter. Urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed negative glucose, negative bilirubin, negative ketones, negative nitrite, negative leukocyte esterase. On reevaluation, after normal saline was given, patient indicated that she is not better. She said she's still dizzy and is afraid to stand up because she thinks she's going to pass out, period. She was then sent to the emergency room. And she was I explained to the patient that we did all we can at the capabilities of this clinic to stabilize her. And for a more intensive workup, she will need higher level of care, which she can obtain in the emergency room. She says she understands. She was offered ambulance to be taken to the emergency room. She declined. She said her husband and mother will take her. Family members are given the opportunity to ask questions. They say they have none. End of dictation.